The Tinner of the Red Brook, a radio play by the pupils of Hatherley, North Loo, Loo Trenchard and Winkley Primary Schools.
Will do nicely. Well done, boy. Let's go home. The sun's starting to go down. I don't like the thought of Hale being alone at home.
Halt! You have been trespassing and killing my fellow animal friends. You will pay for your ghastly doings.
Why should I listen to an old woman who lives in a thorn tree? Go home and earn yourself a proper living for you and your family.
Do you know what power you were scorning?
Yes, in fact, I do. An old washerwoman who has nothing better to do with her life.
Because if you did, you'd be begging on your knees to me.
Why are you pretending, old woman? Pretending that you have some supreme power over me?
Hers are sacred on this land, and you should know that from your childhood. I, Mother Nature, will curse you and your son for trespassing beyond your limits.
Don't you feel I'm already cursed enough with Mary dead and a 3-year son to look after? I'm not rich. Gold doesn't grow on trees and my job doesn't pay itself.
At least give me the body of the hare to bury.
Out of my way, woman.
One day you will remember what you've done to me and suffer immense regret. Believe me.
It's terrible. I don't know where our companions have gone. We must get back on the path. Merlis, are you all right on the front of the saddle there? Is it not uncomfortable?
Daddy, help, help!
Oh no, is that Sir John? Is he all right? I thought we'd never find him again after we were separated in the fog.
I'll go check. Just wait here. Sir John, are you all right? Sir John, can you hear me?
I think there's a child.
No, that's just her shawl.
The ship is going to leave without us.
Tell you what, we'll take Sir John with us on the horses and we'll get medical help on the boat. And I bet Melis has wandered off out here in this type of fog. I know, we'll all feel guilty after this.
Okay, Robert.
Hurry up, boy. We haven't got all day.
I'm trying, Father. I can't go any faster.
Well, try harder. Son, can you hear that? My, what has God brought us today? This is no place for a lasses of your size.
Me, Melis.
Do you know where your mama and papa are?
Me, Melis.
Listen, lass, do you know where your parents are?
Me, Melis.
Come on. We need to go to a village to figure out who your mum and dad are. This little girl needs to know where her mom and dad are. I found her wandering around the tin of spoil heaps.
Okay, we will help you, but you have to give us 5 shillings.
Do you have any shillings?
Yes.
I can't find them. I've looked everywhere.
I've looked in the woods, but I wasn't in there for long because it was scary.
I fell up to the moor, but all I could see is sheep, horses and big rocks.
We
We think you should take care of Melis.
Yes, please. I've been looking everywhere for someone to keep my son company.
Come on, Melis, let's go down to the river.
Okay, I'll just make my bed and get changed.
Don't be too long.
Hale, you can't go yet. You need to make your bed, get changed, and eat your breakfast.
I'll help you with your chores so you can get down to the river quicker.
Thank you, Melis, for helping. You have been a great help, unlike my son.
After hours of work, Melis and Hale finally head down to the silver glistening river that roared like a roaring lion. They stay there all day until nightfall, watching the beautiful fish dance around in the water. Watching the sunset, their faces turn and their eyes meet. Suddenly, they start getting closer and closer and kiss under the beautiful sunset.
I love you.
I love you too. There's a person that I'm in love with.
Who's that?
Hale.
What's he like?
I don't like the sound of it.
No, no, he's nice. We go down to the Red Brook together sometimes.
I hope he's really nice to you.
Yes, he is.
He might change.
I hope not.
You might be right, but I still don't want to give up.
I'm warning you, he's going to be trouble.
Maybe, but Melis should still try. I have to go to have dinner now.
Bye. Bye. It's really nice here, and the trees make it more beautiful.
Yeah, they do. It's gorgeous.
I've got something to ask you.
What is it, Melis?
Do you want to marry me?
Yes, Melis, I do.
They watch the river flow down and all the animals running around.
The river is beautiful.
Yeah, and so are the trees with all the leaves.
The river is meandering like a beautiful snake.
The tree roots going under and over like rabbits searching for food.
The wind moving the trees as if it was carrying a baby.
The two gaze at the sunset. The wind brushed through the oak tree beside them.
Good day, my lord. To what do I owe the pleasure of this fine moment?
I am looking for my daughter. She was just an infant when I lost her.
And Sir John told Garth the whole story.
I think I could show you your daughter, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Then take me there now. I fell off my horse, you see, and she probably ran away scared.
Was she wrapped in a silk cloth?
Yes.
Then follow me. Sit here. I'll get her. Hale?
Father, what is this man doing here?
He is here to collect Melis. He is her father.
No, you can't take her. You can't.
You're right. Hide Melis.
Yes, father. No, it would be wrong to make decisions for Melis' future. She should go with her father and have a better life than here in this hovel.
Welcome home, my darling daughter. I've missed you over the years.
I'm happy to see you, Father. But I'm in love with Hale, and they're the family I've grown up with.
But we have all this time to make up, and this is your home.
But Father, you've been gone 13 years, and I'm now 17, and I'm going to get married to Hale.
The only reason I've been gone for 13 years is I got lost in the fog and the horse threw me off, and I hit my head and was unconscious. Gregory, Jeffrey, Robert and Graham did try to find you, but they were unsuccessful, and then I got put in prison in Spain, and I fought to get back and find you.
Please, Father, I want to go back to Garth and Hale. I feel so lonely here.
That is no place for a nobleman's daughter to live in, and for goodness sakes, Hale is a tinner's son, and I want you to marry a man like myself.
tears rolling down her face like snow in a snowstorm. Melis stared like an owl, searching for its prey, looking around, seeing lots of pictures of her mother. She remembered the childhood she had with Garth, but not the one with her own family.
Oh dear, when will this silence ever end? Will I ever hear the joy and laughter of happiness again? Will I ever hear your soft voice in my ear and feel your fingers through my hair? Will we ever see each other and experience happiness, true happiness again? Oh come to me, oh come to me, why did we have to part? Come to me, it was such a brilliant start. Oh dear, come to me, why did we have to part? Come to me, don't let this darkness descend. Come to me, come and be my friend.
Back in Garth's hut, the silence feels like it will carry on forever. A gust of wind blows through the crack in the door.
Are you okay, son? Strange business today, huh?
I thought we were meant to be together, but obviously not.
Oh, son. Are you sure you're okay, son?
Yeah, maybe. I need time to think this through. I need some time to myself outside.
Hale! Hale! Where is he? What's that under the tree? Is that a sheep? No. It's Hale. No! Hale!
Lying in his father's arms, Hale took his last few breaths and then died. On the banks of the Red Brook River, the snow fell like tiny teardrops from the cloudy sky, disappearing on touch. The never-ending banks stood towering over the river, watching.
Melis, I heard you crying all night, so I'm deciding to let you go to visit Garth and Hale.
I'm sorry I was crying. It's just I've been with Garth and Hale my whole life, and it was a massive change coming to live with you. Thank you. I'm very happy, but I will miss you.
Don't be too long, because I might think you're lost.
Don't worry. I'll be back before noon.
Coming out of the bedroom, she goes to have her breakfast and then gets her coat.
Don't be long, remember. You might get attached.
What if I take too long?
Don't worry. I'll go get you if you aren't back before noon.
What about if you come with me? Then you'll know I'm safe. Won't Garth be happy to see me? And Hale will be jumping with joy. Garth, Garth, I'm back. Where's Hale? Won't he be happy to see me?
Well, Hale.
What's happened? He hasn't.
I'm afraid so. I'm sorry, Melis. He's
died.
The two sit there crying together, accepting the truth of Hale's death. Sadness descends on them like a storm cloud.
Sir John, Father, I want to ask you something.
Yes, dear daughter?
I want to live with Garth.
Forever. What? A daughter of my own wants to live in a tinner's spoil heap? No, I shall not have it. How dare you even?
I want to stay with him because he is my father. A man who cares, a brave man, unlike you.
Melis, I never.
Never what?
Very well.
Good. Goodbye forever, John.
Melis, Melis.
Father, Garth. Where are you?
Round here.
What are you doing?
Old brown hair, sure. I buried his skeleton for Hale.
I've decided to live with you. I hope it's okay.
No, it's wrong. Go back to Sir John's castle. It's what's best.
No, I love you, and I loved Hale.
Oh, Melis.
Let's go inside. It's getting dark. I'll make supper. Tomorrow we'll visit the river.
This radio play was facilitated by Med Theatre.